So it can be extremely frustrating when you're dead set on leaving your 9-to-5, but you have no idea what the skills are that you need to develop in order to make that happen. Now, here's the thing. If you subscribe to any business coaches that are online, they're going to probably share the one thing that actually changed the game for them. And the truth is there's nothing wrong with that. There's a lot of one things that have worked significantly in people when it comes to their business, when it comes to creating family connection, when it comes to like making sure their health is a priority. But there's one thing they're not telling you, and that is where they are right now, what are some of the skills that they have already acquired prior to their business, where they want to get to. And all of those things are going to be different for you. You're all starting from a different place. You want different things. You want to be able to achieve different ways, like in strategies and using your own strengths versus your own weaknesses. And that's one thing that most people won't share with you, because it's a personal journey. And here's the thing. We wanted to be able to take you through this journey with us here today. Yes, we want to share some of the strategies and the skills that we learned that actually helped us to level up and be able to leave our 9-to-5s. But I also really want you to identify what is most important and meaningful to you, and what are those skills based off of where you personally are today. If you're ready to do that with us, we are all in to help you. So let's go. It's time to redefine leadership. Welcome to Modern Leadership, where we see things differently. Our podcast is all about empowering entrepreneurs like you to achieve the next level of success in business and life. We believe that you can create a massive impact in the world without compromising your personal life or family time to do so.
We're committed to providing you with actionable tips and strategies weekly to make that possible. So if you're ready to become a modern leader and make a lasting difference in the world, consider subscribing. Turn on notifications and dive into our community. We want to thank you for being here, because the world needs your leadership now more than ever. Let's go.
Let's go. All right, guys, welcome back. Welcome back. First off, I want to welcome all the brand new people here to our channel. Super pumped to have you here with us. And thank you for going all in, being willing to do the uncomfortable things, be here on this call, and really discuss the skills that it takes to leave your 9-to-5. Also want to welcome back everybody from our community, especially our inner circle. Huge shout out to our inner circle. I hope you guys have really been enjoying the videos and specific trainings that we've been doing for you, especially the 10 things you can do to start making money when you first start your business. I know that one was huge for everybody. Definitely it's up as a replay. If you're an inner circle member, go back and revisit that. But I just want to tell you how much I appreciate every single one of you, whether you're brand new, whether you've been a part of the community, whether you're a part of the inner circle. Thank you for being here. The world needs your leadership now more than ever. Now, you might see that my co-host, beautiful co-host, is not here. And we're actually recording this as a replay, by the way. So you'll be able to go back and replay it. I'm currently out of town right now at a big event in Dallas, what we're doing for our live coaches. When they graduate, as well as our master coaches, they get an opportunity to come with me and Josh and really get some extra training and connection with us. And we really do love it, even though I'm probably going to have to sleep for 3 weeks afterwards. But we also, like I said, I'm solo today because my wife, Teresa, she ended up coming down with some type of sickness. And I wanted to still be able to hold it down here. So we have been able to discuss what we're going to be talking about here today. She always has really great questions. And I want to make sure that I hit all of the things that she kind of like came up with, as well as some of the things that I did. And I feel like the real piece here is kind of like what I was talking about at the beginning. And that is like, everybody's a different place in their journey, right? Everybody is learned different skills based off of, if you're working a current 9-to-5, like you've learned skills that you can 100% use in this endeavor called business, right? But they're different. Some people see people blow up on like Instagram or Facebook and they're like, oh my God, they know everything about business. Like, this is not fair. They started their business at the same time as me. And you're like, oh, well, you didn't know that they learned marketing. They learned sales. They learned life coaching. They learned all these things before they even started a business. So there's so many different skills that they've already acquired, just like you've already acquired. And it's not really fair to compare yourself against anybody else. So that's really what we want to get into today, is we want to help you identify what those skills are so you can be fully present and paying your time and attention only to those skills so you can develop it and achieve the goal that you want to. Truth is, you guys all have different goals for why you want to leave your 9-to-5. I know for me personally, it's because I was in a very toxic environment being an LAPD, where I had to, you know, be at the beck and call of every single thing that the department wanted, canceling vacations, not being able to make birthday parties, all those kind of things. And I wanted to take that control back. Also wanted to make sure that I was here and present with my kids as much as humanly possible. And plus, like, being a police officer was not easy on Teresa because of all the fear of all the things that are kind of like going on. And so being able to have that driving, motivating factor for me to be able to leave 9 to 5 was awesome. And I'm sure you guys have the same exact thing, the same types of motivations that that you want to like lean into. But our journey is going to be different, right? Because there's different skills that I learned as a police officer that maybe you didn't learn, and vice versa. So we're going to dive into that today. Now, I want to start off with this. This is a process that I'm probably maybe even teaching it live right now to our bunch of group of life coaches and master coaches. And that is this process called be, do, have. Okay. Three words. Be, I like to think of it as believe or become. Do, that's the action part of it. And then have, which is you get to create and manifest the things that you want to manifest. What most people do is they have it in reverse. They say, okay, I want to grow a business. All right. So before I can grow a business, I need to have more time. I need to have more capital. I need to have more knowledge. I need to have. They think they need to have it first. And then when I have it, when I have that time, when I have that free space, when I have the belief in myself, then I can do. And when I do, I'm going to be doing all of these awesome activities. And when I do it, then I can become something different in the process. And that is, like I say, Bass Ackwards, meaning you have it in reverse, all right? And I had it in reverse for a very long time until I understood that you have to become something different first. You have to become someone different. You have to believe something different before you can actually do. We call, like, you're taking actions, like filling out your to-do list and doing things, because I know we have a lot of high performers here. We call doing that with negative energy actually inauthentic, like, actions, where it's like unaligned to how you really want to show up. It's the difference between checking a box and going, this box is a person and that person's life is going to be changed forever. And I cannot wait to connect with them because this is going to be a game changer for them and their family. So there's a different level of energy that you can feel between, oh, I just got to get this done, versus the level of energy that you have when you truly believe that you're making an impact in the world. That's why when you have that level of belief, then you can start doing the activities that you need to do. And when you do those activities, then you can have the results that you truly want to have. You can have a $1 million business. I like to say this all the time because a lot of people want to have a $1 million business. They're like, Mark, if I could just have your business, it would be awesome. And I'm like, well, if I gave you my business, or Josh gave you his $1 million business, or anybody gave you their business, how long would you be in business for? And the answer is kind of like similar to somebody who wins a lottery. Not very long. Because we haven't become somebody different in the process. When you have a business that makes 6 figures, there's a different belief that you need to have than a business that makes $1 million. And from that belief, you're going to be doing different actions. There's different actions you need to take when you have a 6-figure business than when you have a 7-figure business. And there's different things that you get to achieve or have with a 6-figure business that you don't get to have, or you get to have even more of when you have a $1 million business. And so each one of these processes, a be, do, have, is a process of you growing and developing skills. And it's not one giant leap, all right? I'm going to tell you today that my biggest giant leap was becoming a life coach. But if you were just to hear me to say that, you'd fail to realize this 42 other things that I learned to be able to get to the point where life coaching helped me, you know, 4 or 5X our business and be able to retire me and Teresa. That happened because of all of the other skills that I developed to that point. So I don't want you to also think like it's a, I'm right down here in my belief in the person I need to become, and then automatically I learn one skill and I get up here. It's like little baby steps. And as you get to start to become someone different, then you get to do those different activities, and then you get to have that level of results. And you got to keep working on the belief part of it, the becoming part, and it'll naturally change your actions, and your actions will naturally lead to another version of having. And that's why I want to make sure that I call that out today, because that's what we're doing when we're developing skills. When we're developing skills, we're becoming something different in the process. Even, for example, I want to just explain, like, the skill of Facebook ads, right? Many people are like, oh, well, I'll just go in and I'll just type some digits in, and then, you know, I'll be good to go when it comes to Facebook ads. But in order to get good at ads, you need to get good at communicating with humans. You need to get good at what you call out to that attracts them, and what you call out to that pushes them away. You've got to get good at using your own voice in your own language, not being and duplicating what everybody else is doing on social media, but being yourself and being authentic. So even though it might be like I'm learning the skill of Facebook or social media or Facebook ads, in reality, what you're doing is you're learning about human behavior. You're learning about how to attract the right people. You're learning about, like, how, what sparks the most interest? What are some of the problems they want to solve? What are some ways that they've tried to do it before? What are they wanting to learn or need right now the most? All of these things are helping you become something different. If you go into Facebook ads just for the, you know, hey, I'm just going to put together an ad so I can get some opt-ins or get some, you know, leads, like that might be a great start, but you have to become someone different in the process. So asking yourself, like, what is this thing going to help me become in the process? That is where the gift is. Not going in and learning how to type in the words on Facebook, but literally learning the skill of being able to attract the right people and get the right people into your funnel, right? So when you think about a skill like that, I don't want you to think about just the skill you're learning. I want you to think about who you're becoming in the process. I mean, even just our inner circle that we have, right? When you think about the person that you're becoming in the inner circle, you're constantly leveling up that belief and that who you're becoming, because every single week, bi-weekly, every other week, we teach you something that you guys are wanting and needing to learn the most. I connect all those dots by talking to you guys, by saying, hey, what are some things that you need right now? What are some things that you feel like you're struggling with that we could help you and personalize it for? And by doing that, I get the feedback and then I can put together videos like the 10 things you can do right now that won't take you any more time, but you can make more money in your business when you're first getting started. Like that happened because people were asking me like, Mark, I'm starting to grow my business, but I'm not making any money. I'm putting a lot of money in it. I'm like, oh, well, here's 10 things that we did in the beginning stages to be able to make money so we could fund the mission. Those are all things and skills that you can learn, but that's what we do inside of the inner circle, like being able to develop those skills, right? So whether or not you're a part of the inner circle or you decide to join, finding an environment where you can continue to level yourself up is so critical, because you need to keep becoming someone different in the process, not just a one-time thing, but just consistently. What's crazy is like even doing that, even doing Facebook ad training, for example, made me better at having conversations with my kids, made me better at having conversations with people who weren't on ads, on sales calls, because it helped me learn the skills of talking to other people and connecting with them and calling out to some of the problems that they're experiencing and sharing some of the results that I've been able to achieve in that area and how I can best help them, right? So thinking about this in terms of skills and in be, do, have is an important part of that process, but making sure you're in an environment that's continually growing, because that's the growth. That's how exponential growth works. When multiple people are learning multiple skills and then I get to be on a call and hear what everybody else is doing and vice versa, it's kind of like a way of exponentially growing your skills even faster than if you were to do that by yourself, okay? All right. So now that being said, we got to find out what some of the skills are for you to develop to get to that next level. Now, here's what I have to say. If you're part of the inner circle, even if you're not a part of the inner circle, I want to hear in the chat as we go. Yes, I know that I'm not live, but I am going to come back in and check in. And I want to hear what are some of the things that come up for you, because I want to help you with that. We want to help put together teachings and trainings, both inside of the inner circle and on YouTube, if it's a beginner based idea, to really help our audience really overcome the struggles you're going through, but also help you leave your 9-to-5, because there's nothing more that I want than you to be able to achieve that goal, be there for your family, have financial security, be able to go on vacations and be able to take your business wherever you want and really live the dream that you truly want to live, at the same time making the impact that you truly want to make. Because I believe there's people who need to hear your message. They need that hope. They need the strategies. They need the roadmap, and you have it for them. And I want you to give it to them and help a lot of people make a lot of money. Okay, so here we go. So first off, when we think about like where we want to go, all right? So yes, I want you to think about the process of like, just like how we did at the goal setting session at the beginning of January, like thinking about what do I actually want to be able to achieve, right? Now, being able to think about what you want to achieve, that's one position of the GPS. So if you are like wanting to go to New York, that's great. You can plug it into Siri, but Siri needs to know something else. She needs to know where you are. If you're in Florida, you're going to take a different path than if you're in California. That's where I think we mess it up a lot, is we think of where we want to go and we just focus on where we want to go rather than checking in and asking ourselves, but where are we? Where are we right now? So this is where I want you to go. This is what I want you to do. First off, I want you to ask yourself, where do you want to go? And we do this through our life coaching certification. We do this by asking, if I could remove all the pain, all the struggle, all the sacrifice, all the hard work it would take, what would you want to achieve by the end of December this year, right? That's a lot of times, like this could be something related to leaving your 9-to-5. You're like, I want to leave my 9-to-5. I want you to get specific. How much money will it cost? Will you have to make in order to be able to leave your job? So thinking about it in terms of that. Then when you look at that, you got to ask yourself, where am I right now in relation to my goal? One of the things that I refuse to allow you to do is use shame, guilt, or humiliation for where you are right now. It's a GPS coordinate. It's where you are. That's it. Just think of it as a spot on the map. You don't think of yourself any better if you're up here or down here on the map. You're like, oh, this is just where I'm at. And this is the street that it's going to take, right? Don't waste any time on you shaming or guilting yourself for being in that spot on the map. That's where you are. All right. Now, based off of that, what is a skill that you believe will help you to take that next step to get closer towards your goals? I like to think about this as like the big domino, the first big domino. What's the first domino that you feel like knocking over will start to work on and knock over the rest of the dominoes all the way to your destination? Now, some people call these the gaps, like the gaps that they have in their journey. And I'll talk to you in a minute about some of the basics when it comes to business, just to like spark some different ideas. But some people talk about these as the gaps, like based off of where you are right now and where you want to be, there's a gap here. What is the skill gap? So if you were to go to your goals and you were to say, this is what I achieved. I achieved this goal, right? I want to make $1 million in my business. What are some skills that you know you're going to need to develop that the you doesn't have right now, but that if you fast forward, you definitely have them when you own $1 million business? Those are the skills you want to get working on. Now, you don't want to work on the skills that you need at the end of the journey. You want to work on the skills that you can develop now that have the biggest return of an investment, all right? So think about this. Like, if you're just getting started, you don't need to learn how to run a team right now, right? That's like maybe at the end or when you're getting closer up, you know, to the, you know, over six figures, you know, to a point where you can actually add more people on your team and be able to run them really exceptionally, right? I'm not saying you shouldn't have a team. I highly encourage you to get a team as much as possible, but you may not need to learn all of the leadership skills it takes to really motivate a team of 100 people because you have you and maybe a couple other people that you're going to be working with right now, right? So that is a skill that maybe in the future, but what is a skill right now that will help you move the needle? Now, when you identify what that skill is, and I do want to hear about it in the chat below, what you think that skill is, I want you to go ahead in terms of what can I do to develop the skill and put my blinders on for the rest.
We'll be right back.
Are you finding it hard to build a business that you love, connect deeper with your family, and keep your health a priority? That's how we felt before we took control of the people we are allowing to influence in our life by being in the right room. When we were in the wrong room, we were surrounded by people who were influencing us, just not in the direction we wanted to. It was frustrating because we always felt like we were off track and really like we didn't fit in. Like other people didn't have the same values or goals similar to ours. And there was just so much negativity that it felt like everyone was just trying to get by when in reality we wanted to thrive. Now, when we first found our right room, it didn't necessarily feel like it was the right one at first because the people in there were at a different level, both mindset, action, business, and family connection wise. But that's actually what made it the right room. By staying in that room, it pushed us to elevate ourselves and our online business in a way that we can't even describe, which led us to creating a multi-six-figure online business without sacrificing our family time or our health. Now, finding our right room actually took us a ton of time, money, and frustration, and a whole lot of failure, and we want to help anybody we can to avoid that for themselves, which is why we'd like to invite you to learn more about our room of family-driven entrepreneurs called our Inner Circle to see if it's a good fit for you. It's a membership we run on YouTube, so we can keep it super cheap at just $10 a month. It includes bi-weekly calls focusing on developing the confidence and skills you need to excel at business and family life, and includes access to our private entrepreneur community inside of our app, so you can continue to grow exponentially as a team by tapping into each other's strengths during the off weeks. Now, before we share the details, we want to make sure that this would be your right room true. So these are our values in the Inner Circle. We believe that you do not have to sacrifice one area of your life to have massive success in business. We believe that what you achieve on the outside is a direct result of who you become on the inside. We believe that growing your business should never come at the expense of nurturing your family. We believe taking personal responsibility is the key to changing the outside circumstances. And we believe that your physical and mental health is the most important element to sustain your long-term success. Now, if this feels like a community you'd like to be a part of, check out the link in the show notes or visit our Modern Leadership YouTube channel and click the join button to learn more. Regardless, we want to thank you for being here, for being willing to lean in, to get uncomfortable, and to grow so you can make the impact the world needs now more than ever. Thank you for what you do out there every single day. Keep leading from the front, and let's get right into today's episode. Here's what I mean. Is when we have this business leadership book club. It is a club that we have that we read books together. We focus on the skills that a majority of our of the people inside of the inner circle need to develop. Okay. And when we do that, we read a very specific book from beginning to end, meaning we don't jump from this book to this book to this book to this book. We actually dive into the book, go completely in, and every single day we're fueling our brains with what we need to develop a skill. So for example, the one we're going to be reading right now is You Are the Mountain. I think that's what it's called. It's by Brianna West. The Mountain is You. There we go. The Mountain is You. So we're going to be starting to read that together as a team. And when you read that book, it's about turning your self-sabotage into self-mastery. And so if you're struggling with belief, for example, and self-sabotaging, and you're like, I want to master this skill, then you will go all in with learning that skill. Meaning, if somebody else says, oh, there's another book out here. It's this book. It's so great. You're like, that's great, but I'm focused in on this one skill. The one thing that will get you off track quicker than you can imagine is literally just being all over the place with your skills and trying to learn everything at once. That is not the best use of your time. Instead, I want you to focus on what is the skill that I need to develop. And that's what I'm going all in on, right? And the more that you go all in, the more you're able to like put on those blinders, the better, right? And by being able to do that, you take the actions that you need to take, but also fuel your mindset to develop that skill, right? Now, I'm not saying you should eliminate all the outside noise. There's some people that you come to for motivation or inspiration or excitement or just like different ideas. But as much as you can, remain focused on, if you're going to read that book, finish it. If you're going to listen to a specific podcast, keep listening to it. If you're going to tune into one of our groups or one of our programs or anything like that, like go all in with it and continue to take action in it, because you're going to get so many results when you actually finish that thing than if you were to just go, you know, whatever the shiny object is in that moment, okay? Now, I want to end this with giving you a couple different ideas related to business, okay? So there is this process that my mentor Josh taught me that is a part of all successful businesses. Like all successful businesses have this to some extent. They do it differently, but it's really something that is like a three-part, I would say, structure to see where you have the greatest opportunity for growth, right? He talks about this as expand, engage, and convert. Expand, engage, and convert. Now, here's what I mean. Expanding is finding new people. If I was, for example, doing YouTube videos and the only people who could see them were the people who had watched in the past, at a certain point, like I would not be able to get any new clients or customers or viewers or watch time or anything like that, because the same people would be watching my stuff over and over and over again. Now, you want to have lifers. You want to have people who are part of this, but you also need to expand to new audiences. One of the things that I heard, a great analogy was like, okay, so if you go to if you're going to give a presentation and there's 100 people in the room and you nail the presentation, you have 10 people who sign up and 90 of them don't. It's a pretty good percentage, actually. And you're like, you know what? That was awesome. I'm going to go back. I'm going to redo the presentation. I'm going to elevate it even more. And I'm going to do another presentation. But you invite those same 100 people. First off, 10 of those people are already bought, so they're out of the equation. 90 of those people, they're like, watching your presentation, you're like, man, they totally crushed it. This was even better than the last one. But maybe like two or three more bought. The rest of them, they're like, I'm never going to buy. I'm just here to help support you. I'm just here to listen to your message, but I just love these free things. What would happen if you kept getting those same 100 people over and over and over again? And you would, I know I talk to a lot of people, coach a lot of people who are like, man, nobody's wanting to take action. And it's because you're talking to the same 100 people over and over and over again. So the first thing as a business owner asking yourself is, am I expanding to new people? You can do this a multitude of ways. People do advertising. They just reach out to their friends. They just straight post on Facebook or Instagram. They have a podcast. They have a YouTube channel. They have multiple different ways that they can connect with new people. They go to meetings, Chamber of Commerce. They do things like that. And that's how they connect with new people. So ask yourself, am I expanding and reaching new people? If you are, let's go to the next step, which is engaging. Once you expand to these new people, you want to remain top of mind. You want to start having a relationship with them. You want to get, they will start seeing you in that light. I mean, literally right down here on our table, right? You guys get to see us and meet us every single week while Teresa and I go through workshops and trainings and inner circle calls and videos and things that we can do to best help support you in the community. This is the engagement part where we get to continue to help you be top of mind. So when you're like, you know what? I think I might need a business coach. You know what? I think I might need a leadership coach, or I really need some help with my relationships. If I've been at the forefront of your mind, you're going to be like, oh, I should reach out to Mark and Teresa and see if they have something. And that's what the engagement part is. It's continuing to build that relationship, sending people messages, having people on your email list, doing videos, doing trainings for them, and really getting them to not only build that know, like, and trust, but to get to have a better and deeper relationship with you where they feel like they're a part of you and a part of your, basically like a part of your family. And as you do that, you start to engage with them. So it's not just the times when you have something to sell that you're talking to them. It's all the times that you're there to actually support them, there to help them, even if they give you money or not. Just being there helps you build that know, like, and trust. That is the engagement part of it. But there's a third part of it. And this is the part where we talk about converting. This is giving somebody the opportunity to change their life forever by selling them a program, a product, coaching, whatever that thing is for your business that has changed your life forever. You see, I take that angle when I talk to you guys because I know a lot of people are uncomfortable when they start talking about money and putting things online and getting people to pay them and all that kind of stuff. But the way that I reframe it is I always remind myself of how the things that I've learned and how the things that I've grown through and struggled through, all the money that I spent on developing skills, all the skills that I've developed as a life coach and a leadership coach, and all the things that I've been able to do in my business, I realize like I get to bring all of that and share it with the other person. And they're more willing to take action if they pay, right? Because what they say is like people pay. When people pay, they pay attention. It's the same thing where you're invested to the level of your investment, meaning this is free, right? But if you had to pay me $10 million for this, can I guarantee you that you would go back and you would listen to this 42 other times and you would take all the actions that I'm telling you? It's just the way that we are, right? It's just the way we are as humans. When we actually feel like we're going to lose something, if we don't, you know, we put that money in, we're more connected to taking action. You can't do that for free. People consume my free stuff all the time. And they come to me and they pay me a lot of money to be able to kind of teach them that specific thing. And yes, I get to personalize it a lot more, but they take massive action and get a lot more results when they do that versus just being here, right? So this is the opportunity we have when it comes to the conversion phase. Are you telling people that you have something to sell? Are you selling them into the next thing? Even offering them something free, maybe like a free valuable thing so you can get on, they can get on your email list. Well, are you going to that email list and telling them about the ways that they could work with you, right? If you see here on this channel, we talk about the inner circle, right? I talk about the inner circle because I'm like, this is the cheapest thing, like that first off that I've ever done for $10 a month to get this level of coaching. I'm like, this is a game changer. Like I'm not even charging $10 because I'm going to be rich. I'm charging $10 because I want people to at least show up and be here and implement and take massive action. I'm like, this is the greatest opportunity that you guys have, right? And when I have that level of excitement and feeling, that's why we get so many people to join the inner circle and to stay in there and to participate and to get great results. Because I offer that. But if I didn't offer that because I was too nervous, I feel like I'd be letting you down and I'd be letting the world down because I have something that I can offer that can really help people. It's the same thing with our success pod and our one-on-one programs and our life coach certification, all these different things is because I know that once somebody is able to have that relationship with me, put some skin in the game and then take action, they're going to have something at the end. They're going to be like, this is worth 1,000 times what I just paid you, Mark. And that's really what I believe. With all of the stuff that I sell, I wouldn't sell things. I mean, I've actually had conversations with people where they're like wanting to buy my stuff. And I'm like, no, that's not a good fit for you. Like, no, I got to make sure that this is going to be a good fit. That's going to actually 100 times your investment. And if it, I don't feel like it's going to, then I'm not going to sell it to you. And that's because there's a certain level of commitment when it comes for me to getting people to convert. I only want them to take that action if I know it's going to change their life forever. But that being said, when you have that level of commitment, it makes it so much easier for you to convert. So these are the three pieces, guys. Expanding, reaching new people. Engaging is getting people to know, like, and trust you. Converting, telling people what you do and offering them the chance of taking that next step with you. Now, I'll end with this piece. And that is like, when you ask people or tell people that they can work with you or plant a seed of working with you, know that the goal is not to get them to work with you right now. The goal is now that you planted the seed for you to keep showing up and to take action so that eventually they will sign up. Got to tell you, most of my one-on-one clients or success pods or things like that, even like Inner Circle. I mean, Inner Circle is a little bit different because it's such a low investment. But the people who are like investing higher, it's usually like 3 to 6 months of them watching me show up, take action, Teresa being here, seeing it from a different perspective, getting to feel that they like our energy, they like our beliefs, they like our core values. And if they do, that is when they take action. That's when they reach out. That's when they click on a link inside of our videos. That's when they like ask to fill out an application to see if they can work with us. That's when we do that. So I don't want you to think that converting means converting is I'm telling people right now and they're buying right now. No, when you convert, you plant the seed that you're doing something that you can help them. And then remember, it's on their time, when they're ready, when they're committed, when they want to make the change. All you got to do is be the bus stop driver that drives to the bus stop. They have to walk out to the bus stop, right? So when we talk about converting, yes, I want you to be able to develop that skill, but I also want you to know that planting the seed is one of the most important pieces, because now you're going to have people who watch and understand that you have something to help them take to the next level. Now, that being said, you might get to the end of this live stream, also this recording, and you might be thinking, okay, like, I got it. I need to develop these skills. I need to figure this stuff out. And this is going to help me create my exit strategy. But there's one thing that you absolutely need to know. Actually, it's not one thing. It's 10 things you need to know. So Teresa and I did this video early on when we were still trying to leave our 9-to-5. And we titled it the 10 things you incredibly important things you need to know before you leave your 9-to-5. These are things that, talking about insurance, talking about things that could come up, talking about things you need to know right now as you're learning and leaning in and developing these skills that will really set you up for massive success or get you off track if you don't know these things. So if you're someone who has not seen that video, or even if you have seen that video, if your goal is to leave your 9-to-5, definitely hit it up. I'll put it below inside of the show notes, and I'll leave it at the end once this video is all done being processed. But make sure that you watch that, because you need to know those 10 things before you even think about quitting your 9-to-5. And I appreciate you guys for being willing to lean in, for doing this, for making the impact that you're making, for being willing to expand, engage, convert, learn those skills. And if we can help you do that, join us inside the inner circle. I would love to be able to help develop those skills with you. And of course, if there's anything that we can do for anybody inside of the community, even the new people, we appreciate you for being here. We're an open book. Please reach out and don't hesitate to ask. All right. I appreciate you guys for having and not just having, but being willing to lean in and do the uncomfortable things. And I look forward to seeing you guys live next week on the Inner Circle call. All right. You guys have a great week, and I'll talk to you real soon.